Okay, just for once, we're going to talk food instead of... we've already spoken health, which we do at this time on a Friday, so we thought we'll throw in an extra bit of food tasting and conversation. Book Club, I know many of you would have expected as well on a Friday, just to say that that will be back next week with a look at the new Ant Middleton thriller. But seeing as we were going to be sitting in this beautiful place and knowing that there are multiple restaurants on site, we thought we'd dish up a little bit of extra chef conversation today. One of the chefs is standing by to chat to me about some of the favourite dishes here, and I say one of, because in fact Val de Vie has multiple dining options on the estate, including the flagship Ruben's just behind me where I'm broadcasting today. You know acclaimed chef Ruben Riffel. He runs a restaurant focused on seasonal health conscious dishes with all of the beautiful locally grown organic produce, much of it sourced right here on the estate. There is the Valley Restaurant, beautiful views over the golf course and the mountains around it for gourmet dining and fine wines. And then over at the Polo side, there are other options as well. Bax Restaurant and Deli offering fresh baked bread, all kinds of indulgences if you're in the mood for a picnic at the poolside, and the Polo Pavilion itself if you're looking for an intimate dinner or family celebration. But the new kid on the block is the one I want to talk to today. It only opened, I think, a matter of months ago. Vane, Huguenot and Deli, a space that has its origin in, I'm told, a chance meeting of three people who love good food and wine and realized that they shared a passion and wanted to do something about it. We'll hear that story today. I have the terribly tough job of tasting some of the dishes while we chat. And great pleasure to welcome to our outside broadcast today co-founder Sarek van der Heerfer and chef Bruce von Pressenton, who is going to be talking me through the dishes in just a moment. So Bruce, I'll be with you in a second. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Sarek, lovely to have you with us as well. Tell us a little bit about how this space came about.
Yes, Pippa. So as you said, we are three founders of Vane, and we literally met at a wine tasting in Cape Town sitting next to each other, and all three of us lived at Paarl at that stage. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, why doesn't Paarl have a cool, trendy wine bar? And we decided to do it and to start this wine bar. Our focus really is on making boutique, low production wines more available to people and more accessible, and to really make it available to taste and to drink by the glass, which is extremely rare. Mm. Because all of these wines that we stock are not available to taste because they're made by independent winemakers that don't have a tasting room. And secondly, they're very low production. So if you know about them, you can't get your hands on them. So to taste and drink them by the glass is really quite unique.
Drink by the glass, but I believe you've got a lovely wine dispenser sort of system at Vane. So you can come in and really choose for either a little taster or a half glass or a full glass of the different varieties.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things that makes us truly unique, are mm-hmm. these wine dispensers. And the reason why we have these dispensers is really to enable people to explore and discover these wines at their own pace. Wine can be quite intimidating. Mm. So you have a sommelier usually that comes to your table that tells you about these wines, and generally you don't have the same level of knowledge. Where with these dispensers, you get a card, you load money on it, you put it in the dispenser, and you literally decide what wine you want to taste or drink by the glass. So it's like your own journey of discovery at your own pace. Not intimidating at all.
Fantastic. What made you choose Val de Vie for your location?
My husband and I have lived here for almost 8 years now, so we love the estate. We've seen it grow in front of our eyes. So we really wanted to be on Val de Vie because we feel that the Vane brand and the Val de Vie brand really complement each other. Val de Vie really is all about wellness, living your best life, and we feel that Vane is that within the wine industry. Really a unique experience that we feel is world class, similar mm-hmm. to Val de Vie. And secondly, also, you know, it's very convenient. Now you can come to Vane, you can have a couple of glasses of wine, you can have a beautiful dinner, and you can walk home. Mm-hmm. So a world class wine and restaurant experience on your doorstep.
Is it open to people outside of the estate though as well?
Absolutely. Yes. So we would love people outside of the estate to come and experience Vane. It's quite a unique location because it's a wine bar and restaurant in a wine cellar, which is housed within a heritage building. And secondly, it's surrounded by vineyards. It's a working wine farm. So as far as we are aware, it's the only wine bar that's located within a wine cellar. So we would love outside people to come and experience it. It's very easy. You just make a booking on Dine Plan. You show your booking confirmation at the gate and they let you in and you can come to experience Vane.
And I'm going to have the mini experience right now. Our chef Bruce has been listening in and has put together the best lunch I've seen in a while. Bruce, before I start tasting, or maybe while I start tasting the first dish, I'll ask you to tell us a bit about your background. But what is the first? It's a pofurkie unlike any pofurkie I've ever seen. What am I going to be trying?
All right. So we did a very interesting take on a calamari dish. So we wanted to do a small, like you call a pofurkie, or little batter that we make with especially pickled ginger, little bit of fresh ingredients, spring onion. Then we make a batter and then we deep fry it. And then we serve it with a nice Japanese mayo that gives that slight sweet and sourness to it, and then a nice Asian slaw. So it's a very basic, a I would say, a little street dish in that sense, just done in a nice, a slightly fine dining way.
Basic, he says. It looks like a work of art, Bruce.
And I've heard we wanted to do one dish that's Moorish, you know, that you always will go back for another bite.
And am I going to taste a particular wine with this?
Yes, we have the David and Nadia, which is a sort of a Chenin Blanc based wine, but there's 9 varieties in there. That one does go very well sort of with all the dishes that we are doing today, yes.
Okay, it could be downhill all the way from here, but I'm going to dive in and have a taste. While I do that, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yes. All right, so I grew up in Stellenbosch and been working in the sort of Stellenbosch winelands on different restaurants. I had my own restaurants a couple of years ago as well for about 2 years on Mullinfleet wine estate. And then I started working with Saret and Dries on the wine when they were still situated in Paul. And I started joining the team a bit and helping out with certain events. And then when this venue came up, I said, no, this is a chance to really do my own restaurants, which I've been wanting to do since chef school. And then we got the space and we had quite a short period of time to get the thing going. But we're very happy at the moment, and I think we're doing something really great on the estate and at the venue, yeah.
You're doing something very great with this calamari.
Thank you.
I mean, there are not many people who are opening new restaurants right now. It's been the opposite story for the last 2 years. I mean, how have you guys weathered and managed to do that in the midst of COVID?
Luckily, we only opened about 2 months ago. I myself do a business from home, so we've got actually been quite lucky in that sense in comparison to the other guys in the industry in with that respect. And then with this venture, we decided, you know what, now is the better time than any that we want to do. And we were very excited and quite passionate to get this thing going, or this venture going.
Yeah, I think also, if I can add to that, it's been a really tough year and a half for Vane as a business, because we've been in existence for almost 4 years now.
Okay.
But we've managed to come through it. And at Val de Vie, we've been very fortunate to partner with Le Huguenot Vineyards, the wine cellar are based. And Hein Kuchlenberg, one of the business partners there, really saw the opportunity in what Vane does and have partnered with us and have really given us this opportunity, as well as Val de Vie Estate, obviously, which is a fantastic opportunity for Vane as a small wine business, really.
So, this is just, the textures on this are beautiful. The crunch of the slaw and then that creamy mayo. And you did say it was street food, so I used my fingers to taste. I hope that was okay.
That's perfect.
Beautifully complemented by the wine. David and Nadia, that is, it's a very beautiful, smooth, easy drinking. It feels like just the thing for a lunchtime dish. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, it's one of the wines that we stock, the Aristargos. It's made with 8 different white wine varietals. It's from the Swartland region. Mm-hmm. And David and Nadia really is one of the cornerstone producers of the Swartland. They make very low production wine, so to get your hands on this wine is extremely difficult. We felt that it really goes well with these 3 dishes, because even though it is quite elegant and smooth, you also get those really punchy Chenin Blanc flavors that come through, which complements all 3 of these dishes really well, that have some Asian flavors.
So let's dive into the second one. Lucky me, I have a tuna tartare, but it's a tuna tartare that is also a work of art. I mean, there is a little lattice on the side here that you're going to have to tell me what it is. Bruce, tell me.
All right. So we did one of our quite nice dishes, or most exciting dishes that we put on. So we've got some minted peas, a nice tuna tartare with a teriyaki sauce, so to give that nice umami flavor, but not to overpower the yellowfin tuna. We've got some charred onion. And then that lattice is a little coral twill that we make that just gives a nice little crunchy element to it.
I hope our cameraman got a close-up shot. I mean, it is like a beautiful little frond of coral. Yeah.
And then we've got a nice coconut water and cucumber consomme that we pour at table side.
Again, it's light, it's fresh. Mm. It tastes of the sea and of summer. You're a long way away from the coastline, though. Talk to me about where you source your produce, Bruce.
I get it from a supplier that I do enjoy ordering from, because they have their own boats and they go out and fish for everything themselves. So we actually get it seasonal, obviously, as well. So we get fresh tuna in, which makes a huge difference in comparison to most suppliers that you get the frozen imported tails from. But it's a beautiful summer fresh dish that goes well with the special at this time of the year, that pairs well with a lot of the fresh and new white wine varietals. It's just a nice comforting dish as well. It's not too intimidating, but it's beautiful at the same time. Yeah,
it's so beautifully plated, and I'm smiling here because I can't help but think of the fish and chips and mashy peas that someone in Britain is probably eating in the cold right now. And here I sit with this light, fragrant, crunchy variation here. It's absolutely beautiful. Are you able to tap into the wellness farm?
See, that's not what I want. Yeah. I wanted to get in as well. The one great thing at the moment is the wellness farm, that we are able to get our produce literally every morning, pick our herbs fresh, pick our salads fresh. So that also really makes a huge difference in the flavor of all our dishes. Like, for instance, the mint is freshly picked, actually just around the corner from the restaurant, so 20 meters walking. So we do pick it quite fresh on a constant during the day, which gives that beautiful flavor. Yeah.
I wish I could just eat the whole plate, and I've got to talk in between, so I'm sort of looking sideways thinking maybe later. Just to recap for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guests with me right now at the outside broadcast are Sanette van der Heuvel and Chef Bruce van Pressenten of Vane Restaurant, one of several restaurants located on Val de Vie Estate, but they are the newest, having only opened a couple of months ago in this location. Now, the third dish I'm tasting, I know it says humble onion on the page in front of me, but this is anything but humble. It is, again, beautifully plated and presented. It looks complex. Tell me more about what I'm about to taste.
All right. So I do take get a lot of joy out of doing vegetarian dishes, having worked in a vegetarian restaurant as well, quite a busy one in England. So we wanted to do something as basic as an onion dish. A lot of vegetarian dishes become quite, there's certain ingredients that most guys use. We wanted to do something that is so... sounds sort of very basic, but then bring a lot of complex flavors in it. So we smoke some onion, we do a little coulis, and then the onion panna cotta, we do take a lot of time and effort into making it really complex flavors with something as basic as the normal white onion.
I can't believe that's an onion. I'm just an onion. It's and you've got to, I mean, the play of the textures in this plate in particular. There's the little crunchy crumble on top. There is a beautiful crunchy piece of, I won't even dishonor it by calling it Melba toast. It is. I don't know what you would call it.
It's a little baguette
crostini, okay. It is absolutely gorgeous. And, if you were to say to someone an onion dish, you couldn't imagine the complexity in this.
Yeah, we tried to play with a lot of textures specifically, like you said. And then, just intense flavors that you can get in different cooking methods, obviously, with this. As I say, a humble white onion,
I'm about to go in for the big crunchy bite. So while I do that away from the microphone, Bruce, I would imagine that you change up the dishes quite regularly.
Yes.
What's the sort of plan?
So the one nice exciting thing for me, though, as a chef with this concept as well, is that because we have the dispensers and the wine, we can really do an and they do change quite a bit as well. And this time around, I wanted to do a changing menu with ingredients that we get on a weekly or even daily basis that we can change the menu constantly. And for me, it's a really nice journey to give to our customers, that they can then choose the wines that they want to taste with the different dishes, with what we have in the dispensers for the week, and be able to taste different wines with it and do their own little pairing. Instead of always having to order half a glass or a full glass of wine, mm-hmm. they can really go through a little journey with each dish. And we try to obviously as seasonal as possible. So when I go to the Epping Market once a week and I see something different, then we put it on for the day. So we really try to do a proper changing menu. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the three dishes I've just tasted are any reflection on what's going on. All credit to you and the team. Absolutely fabulous, and a beautiful wine to go with it as well. I am only sipping lightly because I do have to drive home afterwards, but thank you so much for spoiling me. Final question back to you, Sarit. I believe you do every evenings with winemakers as well. If somebody wants to get to know a winemaker, is that something you want to tell our audience about?
Yes, we do. So typically, you know, if people go for a wine tasting at a wine cellar, they typically speak to a marketing person or, you know, someone working in the cellar. They typically don't get to talk to the winemaker directly, and that is something that we really wanted to do with Vane, is to create an opportunity where people can sit around a table with a winemaker and just have an informal chat about the wine and get to know, you know, the person a little bit better. So once every 2 weeks we host an evening with the winemaker where the winemaker comes to present their wine and we pair beautiful dishes with it, and you can really hear the stories behind each wine directly from the winemaker. And typically these winemakers, their personalities are also reflected in the wine. And I think that's a big part that gets lost if you just take a bottle from the shelf and buy it. And I feel that's what we've created with Vane.
Well, it's been a fabulous lunch. My standards have been raised. Thank you both for joining us here and for spoiling me as you've done. If somebody would like to book to come and have this experience for themselves, you did say dine plan to make a reservation. Yes. And if they want to keep an eye on your, is there a website, social media? What's the best way?
We are very active on social media. So on Instagram, we are Vane Bar Paul. Or on Facebook, Vane, so WIJN. And then, you know, they can also just contact us via email, connect@vanebar.co.za, or book via DinePlan.
Thank you so, so much indeed to our two guests this afternoon, Sarit van den Heerfer and Chef Bruce van Pressenton. Lovely to have you with us, and look forward to coming to visit Vane soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Papa.
We'll be back after this very short break.